The rebels break the staff of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this, a member of this party, which professed love for Islam, snatched from Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu the staff with which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take support while delivering the sermon, and after him Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had done the same. He did not stop at this. In fact, he placed this memorabilia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was a source of thousands of blessings for the Muslim nation, on his knees and broke it. They may have held some enmity towards Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. They may have harbored hatred for Khilafat, but as for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they professed love for him. How then did they have the courage to break this memorabilia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with such contempt? Today, Europe has reached the furthest extremity of atheism, but even they still possess a sense that the memorable items left by their elders are to be valued. However, these people, despite claiming to be the followers of Islam, broke the blessed staff of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tossed it away. This demonstrates that their passion to serve Islam was nothing but mere show, for the leaders of this party were as distant from Islam as the biggest enemies of Islam today.